Tonight we're going to be learning Siman Resh Tzadik Hei. I would like to learn Siman Resh Tzadik Hei, and we'll also Be'ezer Hashem Yisboach Shema Yisrael Resh Tzadik Vav. Let's go. Havdalah Shoyis Shliach Tzibur. The Havdalah, which is the name of the Siman, is the Havdalah which the Shliach Tzibur says. Sif Aleph, starting with the words of the Rama. Ve'oimrim, Ve'ino, which is an interesting start of a siman. Ve'oimrim. And we say Ve'inoyam. Ve'inoyam is recited, right, on Motzei Shabbos. We say Ve'inoyam. We say the Kedusha, and the Kedusha, Kodesh, etc. Be'arichus, extended, Kidei in order, Le'achas, say the Kedusha. So everything is said in order to delay the say the kedusha, part of the Hoveinoyam later on. Shas choizrim Hashem legehenem, because at that point the Rishoyim return to the Gehenem, and that's why we try to schlep it a little bit. We say Veinoyam, at the Kodesh, we say the whole thing a little bit slower, that to delay the return to Gehenem a little bit. Uvizman shenoyim Veinoyam, in times that we don't say Veinoyam, such as Kigoin, Shechol Yom Teb, Shavuot, if there's a Yom Teb in the middle of the week, say the Sukkah is on Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever, or there's Pesach in the middle of the week, we will not say Vayinoyam. Kigoin, Shechol Yom Teb, Shavuot, Einoyim, say the Kedusha, Havaloyim, Vitan Lecho. As we all know, if there's Yom Teb in the middle of the week, we skip Vayinoyam, the whole Tfilah, but we do say Vayitan Lecho. And that's what's generally done. Now, Mishnah Bura, Seif Katan, Aleph, Ve'oimrim, Ve'inoim. V'noyag lichpal posuk oirich yomim. Some double the posuk oirich yomim. V'posuk ve'inoim, tzorich lomrim me'umat. Ve'inoim, the actual posuk ve'inoim needs to be recited standing. Ve'ish mekoimos. There are places, she'inoimrim ve'inoim be'veis ha'ovel. Common meaning is not to say ve'inoim in an oval house. Rak maschil in Yosha be'seisa, but you do stop Yosha be'seisa. Yeah. Now, yeah, Siv Cotton Bay, say the Kedusha, Heinish Maschilin min Ve'at Kodesh, we start from Ve'at Kodesh, Ve'enu Muvoletzion Goel, Lifish Ein Gula Balailo. We don't say the first posuk, which is Uvoletzion Goel, we skip that, because that refers Uvoletzion Goel to Gula, and Gula does not take place by night. Gula doesn't happen, redemption is not by night, it's only by day. That's why we don't say Uvoletzion, the actual posuk, by night. V'lochen Gam Vanizo Esprisi, and we also don't say the posuk of Vanizo Esprisi, which is Muchim, Hem La'atadeh B'Sefer Yishai, because it's one next to the other in Sefer Yishai. Humash Shukasim Oim B'Arichas, that the Ramah says, that we say B'Arichus, we extend it, Hainu B'Ne'imus, Koil, Kedesh Yisayich Mat Yoysa. We say, V'ato Kodosh, and V'ayinoim, we say it slowly. Not rushed, we slow down a little bit, in order that it should take, the Ato Kodosh is being said a minute later, Le'akev L'Rishoyim L'Achzol again, because we don't want the Rishoyim to be rushed back into Gehenim, we want them given an extra minute out there, an extra minute for the Rishoyim to return. The Arch Yashlimu Yisrael Tzidreyim, because until the Yidden finish off saying, Nimshech Es Kedush the Shabbos, until we actually say the part of Ato Kodosh, until we say that Yidden are still, to some extent, is still a bit of Shabbos there, and people who are generally in Gehenim, they are allowed, they only have to return into the Gehenim when we say about the Kodosh. So it's quite a frightening statement, because it's Nimshech Es Kedusha Shabbos, Shabbos extended until then. Ve'ach kach, only after Choizim Le'Gehenim, they return to Gehenim. K'mo Yishom Chazal, because as the Gemara says, Temem Motze Shabbos, Tzoyik HaMemun Al Aruchois, on Motze Shabbos, the Memun Al Aruchois, the one appointed, says, Chizu leGehenem, return, go back to Gehenem, Shekvar Yishlimu Yisrael Yisidrein, because Klal Yisrael has already finished saying the Seder of Kedusha. So that's what happens on Motze Shabbos, as we say, Ve'ato Kodosh, Kodosh, that's when the Memun Al-Aruchos up there says, okay, Yidden have done it, have said now Ve'ato Kodosh, in you go, quick, in you go. So that's what we've got Rachmanis with those people, because we know it's actually, to some extent, it's in our hands. We've got Achmanas on them, and that's why we schlep it out a little bit. We say it a bit slowly, and we schlep it out a bit to give them an extra minute. That's a, yeah.
I mean, surely the Shabbos that they're in Gehenim, they have allotted amount of time. So you're not shortening
Very interesting. So very interesting. So I think the answer to your very interesting question is that it is knocked off. That means they have a certain amount to be there, say 10 months, 9 months, whatever it is. But they're allowed to, as far as I understand, I don't know for sure, but I imagine they have got a certain amount, they have to be there. And by a certain date, they are released. By a certain day, that's the way I would imagine it. And that's therefore, by going later back into Gehenna, they are knocked off to some extent. But I must say, similar to what you are pointing out, I think it's really fascinating. Because surely, people who are in Gehenna, they deserve to be in Gehenna. Right? They are there for a reason. You don't expect to find anybody there who doesn't deserve to be judged in Gehenna. So that's their din, that's their judgment. And yet, we've got Rachmanis on them. And yet, we have got Rachmanis on them, we've got mercy on them, and we want them to... So, whilst, of course, the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and Dinoi Emes, and is Din is Dayan, but at the same time, I think it's fascinating that us, as external... observers, as external, we still have that mid of Rachmanos on the people who are judged to be in Gehenna. I think it's really interesting. We don't say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskin in Gehenna, let us get him as quick as possible back in there. No. We have that Rachmanos, although they are judging Gehenna, rightfully so, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged them into Gehenna. There's no greater judge than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but nevertheless, we want to be extra. And it's very interesting that we find that, just a little slight comparison, we find that, just a slight comparison. Gemara in Sanhedrin. I don't know if it's a comparison, but it just reminded me a little bit. The Gemara says that somebody's chayv misa. Somebody's chayv misa. Gemara speaks about somebody's chayv misa. There's all the dalet chiyuv misa's bezdin. But even there, chayv misa bezdin, the Gemara discusses what is the best way to kill them in a way that there is an element of raftel erech kamoicha. Should you kill him this way? Should you kill him that way? When it comes to skila, seif, herig, v'chenek, the way to kill him. And Gemara still puts into context in that if you throw him this, if you throw him down the cliff this way, or you throw him down the cliff that way, that way is better because raftel erech kamoicha. Raftel erech kamoicha, what do you mean? This is a person who needs to be, he's executed by Bezdin. No, after the Chachamecha, watch it the way you kill him. So we see that although somebody is judged for me, so in this context, Gehenna, we still need to watch. We still need to be nice. Yeah.
Why would you step out behind if we do Vurachum?
Another minute. Because Vurachum is another minute. And then they're probably, there's probably stages. They're lined up. We say that even by Mincha they're lined up, they're queuing up. And then I shoveled in. It's probably a few stages. Yeah. So.
Another question that we can't answer. How does it work with all the time zones? Because obviously...
I don't know how that works. Time zones? Good question. I don't know how that works. I don't know. Well, Maybe. I don't know. That would be an interesting thought. Maybe Nisham is linked to their previous... I have no idea. I have mamash no clue. Yeah. Yes, so that's in terms what a Gewaltige Musa, ask here. But I think it's interesting also to note, that's what the Mishnah Ovis really tells us, that we're talking about seconds. How long does it take to schlep Vurachum? Literally seconds, and we're talking about saying Vayinoyim with an extra tune. We're talking about seconds. And Ramon makes sure, and that's, it's halacha psuko, try to slip it out an extra few seconds. He just obviously tells us how bad it is over there. It must be that every second is really bad. I mean, it must be. Every second. And the Mishnah always tells us that in Yisuri, Cholila, any Yisuri that a person has in this world, it's uncomparable to what goes on over there. So that's what the judgment is, and we mustn't forget that the judgment. Yeah. Okay. Who is mentioned? So the pardon?
It's like 11 months of mystery and white star.
11 months of
mystery and white star.
Okay, I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Oh,
I see. So Sifkot and Gimel tells us, we're learning now that the Ramah says that if somebody has, if there is on that particular week, if there is in that particular week, there is a Yom Tev, we do not say Vayinoyam. What's the reason for that? Mishnah Sifkot and Gimel, last
narrow line. Even if it fell on Friday, even if Yom Tov falls on Friday, that's always a question, if Yom Tov falls on Friday, nevertheless, you will not sivay noyim on the previous Motzei Shabbos. Why is that so? Mishum. The ksiv boy, when you need the whole week to be melocha, melochadik. They need to be, the whole week need to be able to do melocha. Mishum the ksiv boy. It says in the in Vayinoyim we say, humasi odeinu koinena oleinu vegoima. We are referring, masi odeinu koinena oleinu, we're referring to masi odeinu, which is referring to melochas. In the Vayinoyim, we refer to melochas. Now that's all good if we do melochas the whole week. So you can say Vayinoyim, which is addressing melochas. We want brocha, we want blessing throughout our melochas throughout the whole week. But if you don't do melocha part of the week, such as when it's Yom Tov, even if it's on Friday, there's Yom Tov during the week, so you can't say Umasi Odeinu Kenaleinu, because you don't do melocha that week. Hence, you don't say Vayinoyim. And that's the reason why we don't say Vayinoyim on Motzei Shabbos, if that forthcoming week will have a Yom Tov. And then, V'davke Yom Tov Gomu, that's only if there's a proper Yom Tov, Aval Purim, but is Purim, or Erev Pesach, Shechad V'me'achol, if Erev Pesach falls on Friday, or Purim falls on Friday, Hen Limnoyim, Eloyim HaVeinoyim, B'Motzei Shabbos, one of you will still say, V'Noyim HaMotzei Shabbos. Yes. You want to say something, Reb Gideon? Oh, okay. A quick point. Interesting, Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman, this is one of the Reb Shlomo Zalman that is just a nice thought. It's not halacha lemaisa, but it's a nice thought. Reb Shlomo Zalman asked, whenever his grandchildren got married, he had Knanoa, a very, very large mishpoch, Reb Shlomo Zalman. When his grandchildren got married, he would always question, why is it that chosen on Shabbos Shevbochas, chosen Shabbos Shevbochas, Hamotz Shabbos, he would always discuss and shmooze and question, why do you say, Vayinoyim? He says, yes. He said, but you shouldn't say Vayinoyim. Shlomo Zalman would say, why not? Because the Chosn is also the Melocha. To some extent, yes, the Chosn is not meant to do Melocha. Shavi Yemei Mishteh, you don't do Melochas. So there's an element of Yontav to a Chosn. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman would say that really a Chosn, there's reason to say that a Chosn shouldn't say Vayinoyim. But when somebody dared to publish this, then he got very angry, and he didn't like, not angry, I've never got angry, but he didn't like it. He said this was just a thought, and of course it's something which is not brought down in poskim, so obviously you're not mekel, it's just a thought. And he said that, Lachal Meister, of course, the Chosn should say Vayinoyim. So that's Sif Kotten Vav, say the Kedusha, the Vayinoyim Shaykh Lemelech Samishkon, Vayinoyim is part of Melech Samishkon. Sheboberach Moshe Lisod B'Shal Shesimu Melech Samishkon. Vayinoyim is connected to Melech Samishkon. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu said when Klal Yisrael finished Melech Samishkon. And with the Mishkon, with the creating of the Mishkon, the building of the Mishkon, the Shechinah HaKadosh Baruch Hu settled and dwelt amongst Klal Yisrael. V'zeh Shemaskim Posuk V'at HaKadosh Shev Tehillah Yisrael. And that's why we finish off saying V'at HaKadosh. And you are Helik, Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael, you are settling among Tehilos Yisrael, which means that the Ashkosh Shechina, which is created and built by the Mishkan. Lachen bizman she'enu v'inoyam, enu mimele kol tzei de Kedusha. When we don't say v'inoyam, we don't say the rest of Kedusha as well. Yes? Okay? Good. Now, Mishneh Berurah, then the Ramah finished off saying that Oimrim v'iten lecho, we do say v'iten lecho, Sif Kotten Hay tells us, "V'itan lecho shem psukim shel bracha b'tchilas shem shavua." V'itan lecho. The reason why we say v'itan lecho is because it's full of bracha, which is said, and we want the beginning of the week. We want tons and tons of bracha. That's why we say v'itan lecho. There is two minhagim with regards to v'itan lecho. Many are noyik to say v'itan lecho after v'inoyam in shul, and others, the chassidim, Rabbi Feingold, I'm sure that's the in shtibel. You don't say v'itan lecho. They do say v'itelecho in shul. Ah, taka. I'm very surprised. Because many chassidim, many chassidim, much later, pamelav de malka. And they will not say v'itelecho in shul. They'll say it later. But there's too many arguments about that. And Evi agrees that the concept is based on the thoughts of having lots of bracha at the beginning of the week. V'itelecho. And again, v'itelecho is recited also if there's a Yom Tov middle of the week, obviously.
Yeah. Sif Aleph tells us. So this was all the Rama. And now starts Sif Aleph. Mavdil Shliach Tzibuk Deloitze Mishael Oyayin. There's Havdalah taking place in Shul. Havdalah in Shul. In order to be Moitzi the ones who don't have wine. V'noagu Loim Alehaskir. The meaning is to mention Elio Anovi. Elio Hanovi, b'motzei Shabbos and motzei Shabbos, leispalel in order to daven sheyovoy, that he should come ve'yivaseinu geula, and he will let us know. He will inform us of the redemption of the geula, which is very interesting because we mention Eliyahu Hanovi on motzei Shabbos. So why do you mention Eliyahu Hanovi? Eliyahu Hanovi was the one who is going to tell us about Mashiach coming, about the geula, and therefore we mention him on motzei Shabbos. Yeah. The answer is you're right. It is referring Misha Elo Yain, whoever doesn't have wine can be Yotze through the Havdalah. This will also include travelers and people who have got no access to wine. Indeed, this is correct. So it has, it's true. Yes. Yes. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin tells us, what's the story of Eliyahu Hanovi on Motzei Shabbos? Why do we mention him on Motzei Shabbos? Why not on Tuesday evening? Why not on Wednesday morning? Oh, very good. Says the Mishneh, absolutely. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin, as Mr. Berlin points out, on Motzei Shabbos, the Yisrael Be'eruvin. The Gemara says in Eruvin, Muftach Lai Yisrael, there is a promise to Klal Yisrael, She'ein Eliyahu Bo, Eliyahu Hanovi does not come, Lo'e Be'erev Shabbos, Eliyahu Hanovi will not come to tell us about the good on Fridays, V'lo'e Be'av Yom Tovim, and not on Erev Yom Tov, Mipnei HaToyrach, because of the great Tircha, the burden, pardon? You translated better, what was that? The bother, better, that's better, because of the bother. Shemanichin Tzorki Shabbos, V'olichin Likabel Ponov. Rashi says a fascinating Rashi, people have been so busy preparing for Shabbos, and now Eliyahu Hanovi is coming. All right. They've been busy preparing Shabbos.
Don't think that if he was coming, we could just squeeze him in.
Yeah, so I 100% agree with your question. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But no, it's just because they've been so busy preparing Shabbos. No, we can't. I cannot understand it. But that's what the Gemara says. They'll drop everything. They'll drop everything and go. Yeah. Yeah. I hear that surely it should be. I don't fully understand it. Volcano is Palalem, and therefore we daven. So therefore, it will not come on Friday. It will not come on Erev Yom Tov. Kim and Shavuot Shabbos. Now that Shabbos is past Shabbos, Shavuot Shabbos v'yocholovo, he can come. We're davening now that Shabbos, but it also doesn't come on Shabbos. There's a tchum problem, so it doesn't come on Shabbos, it doesn't come on Friday. So therefore now, Motzei Shabbos, now Eliyahu can come. Let us daven for him, and that's why straight here on Motzei Shabbos, we are davening for Eliyahu Hanovi to come. Now Motzei Shabbos, the time has come to come.
Why do we have to go on Saturday night for Kosher Eliyahu? Because the thing is that he's
Yeah, I don't know if...
He would come on the same night.
Yes, good question. If I'm not mistaken, from the Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Pesach, it doesn't mean that we think he's going to come mamash now. It's the fifth kosher that Yo to tell us it's our absolute belief, our firm belief he will come.
Why is there
the Minhag to come to? I think Shvoi Chamoscha is more about the element that we're not scared.
Right.
Yeah. Ein Beli Rabbi Shikos says, "Hametaktikim oim begam sharp is money v'shirim. Hametaktikim, people who are careful and people who genuinely care, they will say additional zmiras. There's very zmiras which are said on Motzei Shabbos. Kasherim mitzuyim etzlein which are common. Hamadu mikodesh dechoyin. There's afterwards plenty of zmiras which are said by Melav the Malka. For oil is oil oim aribeni shloim. One should also say aribeni shloim. Hacheles haShavua tefillah which is recited on Motzei Shabbos. Tiu b'Yerushalmi which is mentioned in Yerushalmi. For two similar studies. Now interesting. Rabbi said is the line Mishneh Berurah had tried to find out. I have no idea what he's referring to. I don't know. Hopefully somebody can help me. Yesh mekoymos, there's a minik. Shemadliki neros b'mokim oifel. There is a minik to light candles in the dark places on Motzei Shabbos. And the alidizeh, zocho shol lemenucha. Because of this, Shaul was zoicha to his kingdom. So again, Mishnah Berurah says it's a taz. Apparently, that there's a minhag in dark places to light candles because through that Shaul HaMelech merited in his kingdom. This is true. There's a very common minhag to light candles on Motzei Shabbos. That's absolutely true. There is such a minhag. But the question that I don't know is, I don't know what he's referring to about Shaul HaMelech. What is he talking?
In the cave.
That what? What was what happened?
The cave
when David tore his things. It doesn't say anything about candles there. I know what you're referring to when he cut off the beginning of the. I don't recall that it says anything about candles there.
Right.
Yeah, Shaul was, and also Shaul was not zoicha to the melucha there. That was the end of his kingdom. But it doesn't say anything about candles there. I don't think. I don't know. I looked in the Levush. I couldn't find anything. Anybody knows about kingdom candles, Motzei Shabbos? Any connection? If you have anything. And that's a very nice thought. The reason why I would light candles is to extend a bit of the Shabbos atmosphere into Motzei Shabbos. But that's not what the Ishtet, that's a nice thought. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah brings though. Mishnah Berurah says the reason why we put candles is because of Shaul, the Melucha of Shaul. It was Zoichel, I'm not sure what he's referring to. I don't know. I don't remember such a thing. That brings us to Simon Reish Tzadivov. Dina Havdolah Layayin, Havdolah be recited on wine. Say the Havdolah. The order of Havdolah is Yain. You start with Yain, wine, Bochato Hashem Bori Priya Gofen, and then afterwards Besomim, and afterwards Ne, and afterwards Havdolah, which is a machloikis in the Mishnah in Brochas. But Lemaise, we paskin Yain Psomim Ne Avdolah. Vesimonich Yavnei, and the simon is Yavnei. So Lois Machlokes Pesham is in the Mishnah, but Lemaise, we paskin Yain Psomim Ne Avdolah. So we first say Bo Priya Gofen, after say Bo Ne Psomim, after say Bo Mo Eish, and Mekonish Lechol. That is the order. Is that what everybody does? And Yavnei. Now, I was always wondering if there is any hint to this Yavnei. I was always wondering. If there's any Yavne is referring to anything about Yavne, the place Yavne, which Klal Yisrael was, which was a great Mokum Torah for many generations, if that's any connection to it, I'm not sure though. Yavne, I don't know, but anyway, that's the right order. Yain psamim ne havdole. For tzorich leizoyer, one should be very careful. Shlo yikoyz pogum, that the becher should not be pogum, which means what? Blemished, drank from. It has to be complete. For Nagu, Loima, Kedim Havdolah Shavuosim Beweis. In the minig is that by Havdolah, which is recited in the house, in your house, we start off by saying, Hine Keli Shosi Eftach. I was Koyse Shuos Esa, we say Koyse Shuos, La Yudim Oysa Oyo Vesim Chavesos Nuviko, Le Simon Tov, which is all said for Simon Tov for having Broche and good Simon during the week. There's various minhagim. I don't know which some people have various minhagim, but that's what the Gemara says. That's what one does. Shas Havdolah during Havdolah yitnu inayim bekois during Havdolah you should look at the becha uvaneh and at the candle. V'noyagin lishpoich mekois shal yayin haoretz, and there's a minhag to pour a little bit of wine al haoretz on the ground. Koidem sheisim ber peyagofen, before you actually complete the bracha ber peyagofen, kidei in order shelo yakois pogum, in order that it shouldn't be pogum, you pour out a little bit, before you say Baruch Baruch, you pour out a little bit of wine. And the reason why we pour out a little bit, because we say, kol bais shloi nishpach bo yayin, in every house which is not poured wine, kemaim, like water, anybody simon bocha, there's no simon bocha. And we do this as a good simon, but chilas shavuot, beginning of the week. So he says as follows: what Ramah says is that there's an inning to pour out a little bit, which is probably the same than overspilling a bit of wine, because the Gemara says, "Kol bayis every house shlo nishbach bo yain kemaim," that there isn't wine like water, which means it's overspilling or abundance of water. You also have abundance of wine. They can spill over any house that spills over. wine like water, that's a simen bracha. And if cholila, if you don't spill over like water, that's the opposite of bracha. And we do this as a simen toy beginning of the week. Indeed. No. It's just the idea is in Shinishbach Yain Kemaim. It's not pogum, it's not drank from. If you no, it's not als pogum. Yeah, as opposed to drinking. As opposed to, if you want to have this overspilling by drinking a bit, like you have it filled, then you drink a little bit, and that's how you're gonna make. So that would be a problem of pogum. So in order to ensure that it is that it's a little bit less, that you've spilled, that it's not completely full. How do you achieve it be completely full without drinking from it? You spill over a little bit. So you have to... If you wouldn't spill, then it's true, it's not pogum, but you also don't have the simen brocha. We want to achieve two things over here. On the one, I want to have simen brocha, that it's overspilling, it's over... So how do you achieve that it's overspilling, you got loads, and at the same time it's not pogum, by spilling it over. That's all he's saying. Just a practical point. Yeah? Let's see what Mishbua. Yeah. Okay. Very quickly, Mishnah Sif Cotton Aleph. Reb Gideon will go over it tomorrow again, okay? Sif Cotton Aleph in Mishnah Berurah, just very quickly. A point which was mentioned earlier, that's why I'm keen to just mention it now. Seder Avdolah. Hine Rambam served the mitzvah Avdolah Dvar Torek Moy Kiddush. We mentioned it as a machloek. Mishnah Berurah earlier mentioned it as a machloek as to whether Avdolah is deraisa or drabonon. Here the Mishnah Berurah said, the opinion of the Rambam is that Avdolah is me de oi raisa. Havdol is deraisa, no different than Kiddush. V'hu bichlal zochas yom ha-shabbos lekatshoi, shetzorich lizko oisu velekatsho bebek nisot bini b'yitzi osoi. That we have to, zochoi es yom ha-shabbos lekatshoi, we have to remember Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to remember Shabbos, lekatsho to sanctify it, shetzorich lizko oisu, we must remember it, lekatshoi, Ben meknisosoi, whether it's the beginning of Shabbos, hu vein b'yitzi osoi, whether at the end of Shabbos. Beknisa, Bekiddush, when Shabbos comes in through Kiddush, we see at the end of Shabbos, we have Havdalah. So therefore, we're learning that according to the Rambam, there is the Havdalah is Medir Reisa. Loima to tell us who moved all b'kedusha, it's separated in kedusha beroish at the beginning of Shabbos over soif and at the end meshayomim, and it's different and distinguished different than other days of the week, and that's what the Rambam holds, that Havdalah is Medir Reisa. Uvyesh Oimrim, other opinion holds, Shumidivre Sofin, that's only rabbinical. Vas Mechuakon, it doesn't really mean that it's not the Reis Mamash, it's only with Rabbonon. Vetzorech Lios Gamken Bekois, Kmoy Bekiddush, it must be with wine, like Kiddush as well. Okay, so the important and essential point of this Mishnah is that we've come Achlok is showing us whether Havdalah is with Reis and with Rabbonon. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we learned this evening that, we say Vayinoyam and we extend it, we delay it because of the Neshama is going back to Gehenna. We also learned that if there is a Yom Tov in the week, we don't say Vayinoyam. And Vayitel Lecho is recited, however. We said the Shliach Tzibur will say Havdalah in Shul in order to be Moitzi, the ones who don't have wine. And we mentioned in Yonovi and Motzah Shabbos because we hope that now that Motzah Shabbos he can come, as opposed to Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, he can come on Motzah Shabbos. We hope that he comes in and tells us about the Gula. We learned that Havdalah is Yain, some in there Havdalah, Simon Ech Yavne, and we have to make sure that it's not Pogum. It has to be filled to the top. But at the same time, we do pour out a little bit, because every house that has overspilling wine, that is a bracha for the whole week. We do say some psukim before the actual Havdalah, that's only with regards to the Havdalah in the house. And we also learned that it's a machloek, it's a shenim as to whether Havdalah is midrash or the Rabbon. Good evening.